بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فإن آمنوا بمثل ما آمنتم به فقد اهتدوا، صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لو أنفق أحدكم مثل أحد ذهبا ما بلغ مد أحدهم ولا نصيفه، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected friends and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has preserved our deen, deenul Islam, throughout the centuries. And Allah made it possible for us in this day and age that if a person wants to follow the deen of Islam, a person wants to know what is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what are the sunnats of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that pertain to his life, then everything has been preserved throughout the centuries. This is a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon mankind, that everybody has got an equal chance of following the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and thereby acquiring his jannah, earning his jannah. But respected friends and elders, the link of every human on earth, the link of every Muslim throughout the generations, the 1 to 2 billion Muslims in our zamana, and the billions that came before us in every century, up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our link to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Whatever we know about deen, any command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that came to us, whether it came via Quran, whether it came via the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the link between the rest of mankind and Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Every single command and sunnah came to the ummah via the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. They are the ones Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had selected for this great and noble position of serving as that link between mankind and the Creator and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. هم قوم اختارهم الله لصحبة نبيه. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, Sahaba are those people whom Allah selected. Allah chose them for this purpose, for the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One hadith says, إن الله اختارني واختار لي أصحابي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose me and Allah chose my Sahaba radiallahu anhum. They were selected and handpicked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the task of accompanying Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and thereafter passing whatever they acquired on to the next generation, to be passed on from one generation to another, up to our time until Qiyamah. Whatever any person, respected friends and elders, is doing in the dunya today, the reward for that goes back to Sahaba as well. They also get a portion of the reward because they were part and parcel of the transmission of those commands of Allah to us and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to us. No part of Quran, respected friends and elders, no part of Quran was transmitted via any other source other than the source of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. No hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came via any other source but via Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Therefore, when we hear of people who attack Sahaba, who degrade Sahaba, who belittle the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, na'udhu billah, who swear the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, then understand, it's the advice of several ulama of the past. Imam Nasa'i rahimahullah has mentioned, and other a'imma have also mentioned, that these are people who are actually enemies of the deen of Allah. They are enemies of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But if they had to put up that front, nobody would have fallen for that trap. If they had to come out straight and show us that they were enemies of Allah and His Messenger, then nobody would have fallen for the trap. So what they did was they changed their targets and they started attacking Sahaba radiallahu anhum, whereas their ultimate target is Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba have reached such a maqam, respected friends and elders. The Quran, several ayat, several hundred ayat of Quran came down regarding Sahaba radiallahu anhum, in praise of them, and to mention their maqam, to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's appreciation for Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And many ayat of Quran, respected friends and elders, came down to solve the plight of a Sahabi. There are limitless examples in Quran, numerous examples, where a Sahabi had some kind of an issue, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala solved that issue by revealing verses of Quran. What maqam can be higher than that, respected friends and elders? One Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu found himself among some Jews, so he gave them da'wah to Islam. So that one Jew tells him that, "Oh Abu Bakr, why must we accept your deen? Why must we accept your deen when Allah in Quran or your Nabi tells us that your Allah, He wants us to spend in His path." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran to give us targheeb, to encourage us to spend in the path of Allah. Allah says, "Man dhalladhi yuqridu Allah qardan hasana." Who will be that person who will give Allah a beautiful loan? Allah terms it as a loan, but we know the reality. It's wealth that Allah gave to us. Allah wants us to spend it in His path. Allah termed it as a loan, so we understand that when we spend in the path of Allah, we will get back. When you give a loan, you get it back. That's the reason Allah termed this as a loan. So the Jew misconstrued this, and he reversed it and he said, "Your Nabi tells us that Allah is poor. Na'udhu billah. Allah needs a loan." And obviously this was not the meaning of the verse. He says, "Inna Allah ghani, inna Allah faqir, wa nahnu aghniya." We are the rich ones. Allah wants loans from us. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu got very angry at this person. And obviously because he was, na'udhu billah, insulting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and insulting the deen of Allah. So he beat him up. And then he tells him, "If it wasn't that we have an agreement with you all, I would have taken your life, I would have killed you." This Jew then goes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he tells him, "Can't you see what your sahabi, what your companion has done to me? He has injured me. He beat me up." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Sayyidina Abu Bakr, "What happened?" Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu mentions, "O Nabi of Allah, this is what happened. I gave them da'wat and he refused. And then he mentioned that Allah is poor and we are rich. So I got angry for the sake of Allah. And I beat him up for that sake." So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turns to the Jew denies this. And in that place where Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was, they were only Jews. So he's got no other witness. So Nabi sallam turned to this Jew, he says, "I never said such a thing." Immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends wahi, respected friend and elders. Allah comes to the side of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. لَقَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ فَقِيرٌ وَنَحْنُ أَغْنِيَا. Allah sent the verse of Quran, indeed Allah has heard. Those people, meaning these Jews, who have said, "Inna Allah faqir, Allah is faqir, Allah is poor, wa nahnu aghniya, na'udhu billah." In other words, the Sahabi had no way out, he had no other proof. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Jibreel alayhi salam. Ulama say the distance, and the hadith says the distance between the earth and the first sky only. The first sky is 500 years journey. Jibreel alayhi salam was sent on that 500 year journey, so to say. Obviously in a matter of moments he would cross it. But that long distance, respected friends and elders, to come and solve the plight of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and come and show that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was truthful. And like that, there were numerous ayat of Quran Allah revealed for this purpose. Sayyidina Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu anhu says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed the verse regarding those who go out in the path of Allah and those who do not go out in the path of Allah. That they cannot be equal. لا يستوي القاعدون من المؤمنين. Those believers who remain behind cannot be equal to those al-mujahiduna fi sabirillah, who go out and strive in the path of Allah. فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ الْمُجَاهِدِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given excellence and Allah has raised the rank of those who strive in His path. So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was dictating this verse to Sayyidina Zayd radiallahu anhu, so he may write it down. Sahaba used to write down the ayat of Quran, they used to memorize ayat of Quran. So he says that Hazrat Abdullah bin Ummi Maktoum radiallahu anhu was a blind sahabi. He was behind and he heard this verse that Allah is saying that those who remain behind and those who go out and strive in the path of Allah cannot be equal. So Sayyidina Abdullah bin Ummi Maktoum radiallahu anhu says, "O Nabi of Allah, لو استطعت الجهاد لو استطعت لجاهدت في سبيل الله." If I was able, I would have also went out in the path of Allah. But I can't see. I'm blind. I can't go out and take part in this form of obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends Jibreel alayhi salam with the words to add into this verse. لا يستوي القاعدون من المؤمنين غير أولي الضرر. Three words Allah sent down to add into this verse. That besides those who have an excuse, besides those like Abdullah bin Ummi Maktoum, besides those that have some physical disability which stops them from going out in the path of Allah. In other words, they, because of their good intention, will match the reward of those who went out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For three words, at the complaint of one blind sahabi radiallahu anhu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it part of Quran and added this غير أولي الضرر. Like that, respected friends and allies, many ahkam, many rules of shariat came down because of Sahaba radiallahu anhum to create ease for Sahaba. Today the rest of mankind are benefiting. The rules regarding salat, some rules of salat, regarding tayammum, some rules regarding hajj, the rules of interaction in society, social life, etc. Many ayat of Quran came down. Why? To create ease for a particular sahabi, in a particular situation, in a particular circumstance. Today the rest of the ummah is benefiting. Sayyidina Sa'd ibn Rabi' radiallahu anhu passed away in the battle of Uhud. He took part with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he was made shaheed. The custom at that time was the surviving family, from the surviving family, the males, like the brother of the deceased or the father or whoever was surviving from the males, they used to take qabza and they used to take control of the entire estate. They used to take all the money. So this happened after Sa'd ibn Rabi' radiallahu anhu had passed away. He left behind a wife and some daughters. His wife comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Rasul of Allah, Ustushhida Sa'adun ma'aka yawma Uhudin. My husband Sa'ad was made shaheed on your side in the battle of Uhud. And these are his daughters with me, but their uncles have taken away the wealth of their father. And they have left nothing for us. How are we supposed to survive? How are they going to live their lives? How are they going to get married when they've got no wealth? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will decide in your matter. And then hardly any moments pass when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the ayat of Quran explaining the rules of inheritance. Yusikumullahu fi awladikum lidhakari mithlu hadhil unthayin. A lady alone, no husband to support her in this plight. But the sahabi, the value of a sahabi, respected friends and allies, in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such that to remove her plight, Allah sends on ayat of Quran to sort her situation out and to explain that she also has a right in the inheritance of her husband. The daughters also have a right, and then the brothers also have a right thereafter. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called the brother of Sa'd ibn Rabi' and explained to him that this is the rule of shariat and you have to share that inheritance proportionately. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then divided the estate according to the verse of Quran. These verses that came down, respected friends and allies, are two verses of Quran, but are the basis of the entire study of ilmul mirath, the rules that pertain to inheritance. And this field, respected friends and allies, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, تَعَلَّمُوا الْفَرَائِضَ وَعَلِّمُوهَا النَّاسِ فَإِنَّهَا نِصْفُ الْعِلْمِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has termed this to be half of knowledge. Half of knowledge, the beginning of this was the plight of one sahabiyya, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent it down to remove her plight. This is the value of sahabi, respected friends and allies, in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in the eyes of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Their maqam can never be reached. Nobody can touch the maqam of a sahabi. Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu anhu, one of the Ashara Mubashara, himself mentions, Wallahi lamashhadu rajulin. Lamashhadu rajulin igbarra fihi wajhuhu ma'a rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On one occasion only, if a sahabi went out with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on an expedition, and his face only got dusty. Dust came on his face. Only that amal on one side of a sahabi, afdalu min amali ahadikum walau ummira umra nuh alayhi salam, is better than any of you doing amal your entire life, even if you lived for the life and the duration of the life of Nuh alayhi salam, close to 1,000 years. If you lived 1,000 years also and you engage in ibadah and obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you cannot match even that one occasion when a sahabi was with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and only his face got dusty. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that if any of you has to spend an entire mountain of gold, which is unheard of, but if somebody had to do it, he owned an entire mountain of gold, and not just any small mountain, mithla uhudin dhahaban. According to some, it's 13 miles long. 13 miles of mountain in gold, you take that and you spend it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yes, you will be rewarded for it, but you cannot match even a small amount that a sahabi radiallahu anhu gave. مَا بَلَغَ مُدَّ أَحَدِهِمْ وَلَا نَصِيفًا. A couple of grams, a couple of 100 grams that a sahabi may have given for the sake of Allah can't be matched thereafter by a person who came after sahaba radiallahu anhu, because of their sacrifice and because of the maqam that Allah gave them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised them to that maqam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised them to that maqam where Allah announced that I am happy with them and they are happy with me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised them to that maqam where Allah made the yardstick of iman sahaba radiallahu anhum. Perhaps the two most authoritative verses of Quran that illustrate the maqam of Sahaba. فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدْ اِهْتَدَوْا. Rest of mankind must have iman. Like how? Like whose iman? Yes, we have to emulate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But those that emulated him the best was Sahaba radiallahu anhum. If they believe like you, the iman, the Sahaba believe, then فَقَدْ اِهْتَدَوْا, then they are upon hidayat. And the second verse was السَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ. Allah praises the early Muhajirun and Ansar. وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ. And here again, they are the yardstick. Those who follow them in the good. Those who followed the Sahaba, Muhajirun and Ansar. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, رَضِيَ anhum wa رَضُوا عَنْ. Allah is happy with them, Allah is pleased with them, and they are pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah has prepared for them Jannat. This is the maqam of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Like that, respected friends and elders, hundreds, as I mentioned, hundreds of verses of Quran were revealed for Sahaba, either in praise of Sahaba, or to solve some problem of a Sahabi, to remove some predicament of some Sahabi radiallahu anhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Jibreel, the greatest angel. The greatest angel was sent up and down, so to say, to bring down one verse, sometimes one word and a few words only of a verse, to solve the plight of a Sahabi radiallahu anhu. One very, very inspiring incident like this is mentioned by the Mufassirun, that there was a Sahabiyya by the name of Khawla bint Tha'laba radiallahu anha. And her husband had the habit, when he used to get angry, then he used to make zihar with her. Zihar is when the Arabs had this habit, they would tell their wives that you are to me like my mother. Now we know a person cannot be married to his mother. You can't have that kind of a relationship with your own mother. So they would constitute this to be divorce. And forever now you are separated from that woman because you're taking her to be like your mother. This was called zihar. The initial rule was, if somebody told that to his wife, then forever they used to be separated. This was what they understood in Jahiliyyah, in the pre-Islamic days. So Khawla bint Tha'laba radiallahu anha, one day her husband came home, and for whatever reason he got angry. So then he said this to her. When he said this to her, and then after his anger subsided, he realized that what he said. And then he tells his wife, Khawla radiallahu anha, I think that now you are haram for me. Now we cannot remain together ever. We have to separate forever. Hazrat Khawla bint Tha'laba radiallahu anha had become elderly as well. Her husband also was quite old. So she comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha says, I was also in the room, but I could hardly hear what she was saying. She comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says, Ya Rasulullah, my husband, أَكَلَ مَالِي, he used up all my wealth that I had. وَأَفْنَى شَبَابِي, my youth I gave for him. وَنَثَرْتُ لَهُ بَطَنِي, I split open my womb for him. In other words, I bore his children. حَتَّى إِذَا كَبِرَتْ سِنِّي, now I am old. وَانْقَطَعَ وَلَدِي, my children also have left the home, now I have become independent. ظَاهَرَ مِنِّي, now he does this to me, now he does zihar, now he tells me this. O Nabi of Allah, what is the mas'ala? Can I stay with him? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that lam u'mar fi amriki bi shay'in, o ma umirna bi amriki fi amriki bi shay'in. There is no new command from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, the old rule still applies, that if he said this, then now you have to separate from him for life. Now where is she going to turn? Who is going to support her? Where is she going to live, etc.? So Hazrat Khawla radiyallahu anha then says, allahumma inni ashtaki ashku ilayk. O Allah, I complain to you of my situation. And before Hazrat Khawla even leaves, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells her, O Khawla, wait. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed verses of Quran. And then Allah revealed, لَقَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّتِي تُجَادِلُكَ فِي زَوْجِهَا وَتَشْتَكِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. Indeed, Allah has heard the statement of that woman who was arguing with you regarding her husband. And then, وَتَشْتَكِي إِلَى اللَّهِ, who complained to Allah. Allah has heard her. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the new rules. وَاللَّهُ يَسْمَعُ تَحَاوُرَكُمَا. Allah was hearing your conversation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the rule, that the rule is not like how it was in the pagan time. She is not to be separated from him forever. Rather, he will have to pay a kafara, and thereafter she can reunite with him. She will not become like his mother merely because he said it. So to remove the plight of a Sahabi, to remove the plight of some Sahabiyya, to solve the question of some Sahabi, to come to the assistance of a Sahabi, young, old, male or female, able or disabled, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala held them in that esteem, respected friends and elders. Allah held them at that maqam. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu was one day walking with his people, and an old lady stopped him. So he got off his conveyance, he went to her, he lowered his ear, and he lent her his ear for however long she wanted to speak. When she finished, then Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu continues, people that were with him commented, "Oh Umar, that this is an old lady, you delayed your big entourage, people that are with you, so many other important people, you delayed them whilst you are here, stopped for some woman. You could have told her to come at some other time." Umar radiallahu anhu tells them, "Wayhakum, atadruna man hadihi? Mercy be shown to you all. Do you know who this woman is? هذه خولة بنت ثعلبة. This is the same صحابية خولة بنت ثعلبة التي قد سمع الله قولها من فوق سبع سماوات. The one whom Allah heard from beyond the seven heavens, meaning Allah announced from beyond the seven heavens that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has heard. لقد سمع الله. Aisha radiallahu anha says, I was right in the room and I could hardly hear. And Allah sends the verse, لقد سمع الله. Allah has heard. He says, if she wanted me to stand there for the whole day, I would have stood there. That's the maqam Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given one sahabi, respected friends and elders. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to understand the value of sahaba radiyallahu anhum, the rank of sahaba radiyallahu anhum. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from falling prey and trap to those whose ultimate aim and goal is to attack Islam, whose ultimate goal is to discredit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by saying that his sahaba were evil people, by saying that the sahaba were sellouts, by saying that sahaba were those who, na'udhu billah, deceived Allah and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What does it tell us? If sahaba, na'udhu billah, are like the Shia say, if sahaba were sellouts, na'udhu billah, if sahaba were those who were bloodthirsty like the Shia portray them, and if they were full of vice and violence, what does it tell us about the person who was their companion? What does it tell us about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Na'udhu billah. If a man's company is, if he sticks to the company of deceits, of deceivers and of cheats, then he himself ought to have been a cheat. That is the ultimate, na'udhu billah, the ultimate goal of the Shia, ultimate goal of those who are enemy of Sahaba. They are enemies of the leader of Sahaba, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and enemies of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unfortunately today this kind of ideology sometimes spreads. Sometimes through influence, physical influence, sometimes through the internet, sometimes through some clip a person hears. We need to, respected friends and elders, conscientize ourselves, our women at home, our children. There are places in the dunya, and today the entire world is becoming one village, but there are places maybe are more advanced. When it comes to technology, the man doesn't realize, under his own roof, and now his child has got some bad ideology. His child is now wants to leave the fold of Islam. His wife is affected by some evil sect and evil belief and ideologies. These are times, respected friends and elders, when we need to double down, so to say, and conscientize our families, our children, our wives at home, that we are Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We are those who accept the Sahaba radiallahu anhum to be the greatest humans on earth after Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. They are the greatest humans on earth. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.